preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Here we are, folks, surviving just fine up here in North Dakota. I'm James Kelso, your host, thankful to be that, and a privilege to be your host for the next 60 minutes of Trump Phenomenon. We have maybe some sort of an announcer that was a Trump Phenomenon. And we will discuss what this amazing man, Donald Trump, has done for the last 24 hours to better our world, all of us, every single one of us, even those who are ungrateful for the improvement in their world. He's making the world better for all, actually for everyone on the planet. And his recent takedown of al-Baghdadi is an example of that. Everyone in the world, every decent person on Earth, woke up to a better world as a result of that heroic raid, including by that heroic dog who Donald Trump celebrated in a tweet just a little bit ago, and that's at the top of his Twitter account right now. We'll appreciate that in just a moment. See if they have the name of the dog up here. They don't give his name in this. However, it says, we have declassified a picture of the wonderful dog. Name not declassified. So the name that did such a great job in capturing and killing the leader of ISIS, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. Handsome looking dog. Oh, boy. And of course, everybody hopes the dog will be okay, but his injuries might be incredibly serious, because apparently he got hit by the suicide vest that al-Baghdadi killed himself and three of his children with. Wow. God, what a beast. What an animal. What a savage. As are all such people. Anyway, a great day for everybody, all patriots. You wouldn't know it from reading the lamestream leftist news media. And of course, who takes the prize? Well, wait, before we get to that, let's take care of our housekeeping. The show tonight is an October 28th, look down here at the fine print, 28th, 2019. And you can call the show. Even if you've never called a radio show before in your life, try it. You'll like it. I think this one especially. It's 800-313-9443. You can call from Sweden. We've had those. You can call from Hawaii. We've had those. You can call from Australia. We've had calls from Australia. And points in between. I think we had a call from Argentina and Brazil. We had a call from Brazil. Kind of fun, isn't it? The 800-313-9443. And the engineers you speak to are the Republic Broadcasting Network engineers. But let me say this. Let me talk to another audience. I just recently was apprised of the really gratifying fact that this show ranks, routinely ranks number 14 on the Talk Stream Live Top 100. Now, I didn't get how important that is myself until I looked into it. And wow, the TalkStream, what is TalkStream Live? Well, this is an amazing service online where, in fact, let me just take a look right now. This is so easy to do. I'm going to go, and I'm sending this out as an appreciation to all of you folks, and apparently there are a lot of you who are listening via TalkStreamLive.com. And what this amounts to, here we are. Here's TalkStreamLive.com. There it is. Okay. And what it is it's a page where you can click on a show. They're just pages and pages of shows. Here's our show. I'm seeing it on TalkStream Live right now. And it just says, for us, it says, RBN, real news, real talk, real people. And that's you. You're the real talk, and you're the real people. And because you can handle the truth. There's RBN right there on TalkStream Live. Oh, and my gosh, this is shocking to me. This is an extra new shock to me. I went to high school with Michael Medved. And there he is, his... There's Michael Medved grinning right next to me on TalkStream Live. Now, I don't have my picture on there yet. We'll have to do that. We'll have to get my picture into the page. But we're ranked right next to Michael Medved's show. And I was there, folks. I was there in his living room on Ashland Avenue in Venice, California, when Mike was notified by the Salem Radio Network that he was going to have a radio show handed to him on a platter. And he was. And off he went. He sold his house on Ashland, moved to Mercer Island, Washington, there where the zillionaires live. And he's had a show with millions of listeners ever since, handed to him on a platter. And here we are. This has caught me completely by surprise. We're right there next to Michael Medved tonight. And the engineers of this show are the first ones to have told me about this. I was unaware of it. I thought we had kind of a boutique little show. But in fact, we have a very popular big show. And here we are. Here we are tonight at this moment on TalkStream Live. We're not 15 or 14. We're right now we're... looks like we're like near number 30 on the top 100. And here's who we're rubbing up against, a lot bigger fish than Michael Medved. Number one right now is Michael Savage, Tammy Bruce, Mark Levin. These are the greats. In fact, Mark Levin is called the Great One, I think is his nickname. Howie Carr. You all know these names. How about Larry Elder? These are the greats. Sebastian Gorka. These are the gods of radio. Let's go to another one here. Dennis Prager. I actually long, long ago in my long lost and wayward youth, I was a guest on the Dennis Prager show once in my as an anti-communist. I was a guest as a young, eager anti-communist in Los Angeles. Here's who are some other ones we really like. Hugh Hewitt. I was on his show. Never thought I would have my own show. But, you know, and now this is, I don't know why this is happening. Right now, at this moment, we're showing ahead of a bigger, even bigger favorite of mine, Alex Jones. We're actually at this moment ahead of Alex Jones. We're ahead now of Michael Medved by 10 positions. It moves around. And then you can watch this happening at Talk Radio or Talk Stream Live, and it really is live.com. So I want to give a big thank you to all of you who are listening on Talk Stream Live. How you did that, how you do it, I don't know. All I say to you is, hey, keep doing it. Whatever you do that put this show way up there, keep on doing it. It's it really is wonderful. And really gives me great hope that what we're doing, well, the whole point of this show, the Trump phenomenon, We hitched our wagon to a star with this show. Really makes that metaphor come alive. So there you go. Now let us go to that star to which we have been hitched now for going on 4 years. The Trump star. The Trumpster. we started with the dog, name unknown, wishing him well. And here's the most recent tweets lined up for us 3 hours ago. And this is a great one to start with. In substance, in tone, it's got all in the delivery. It's got all everything that makes Donald Trump, Donald Trump, the power packing hero of our cause. Can you believe that Shifty Adam Schiff, the biggest leaker in D.C. and a corrupt politician, is upset that we didn't inform him before we raided and killed the number one terrorist in the world? Wouldn't be surprised if the do-nothing Democrats impeach me over that. Drain the swamp, the president then says. Of course, that means let's drain all the Adam Schiffs in the swamp. And of course, going along with headlines over the last 24 hours, here's one that confirms that the swamp is just as swampy as the president indicates. He's at the World Series game, Houston versus the Washington, D.C. District of Criminals team, and he gets booed. Now, I didn't hear it myself, so I don't know if it was loud booing or, you know, just a ripple or whatever it was. But he got the president actually got booed in a whatever 40,000-seat baseball park where I think the average ticket is $1,000, or was it $2,000 average to get a ticket? So, well, am I upset that these people, these denizens of Washington, D.C., and these people can afford a $2,000 ticket? So what cut, what slice of the Washington, D.C. population are these attendees booing the president? Well, they're swamp creatures. They're Rod Rosenstein's buddies. Rod, the rat Rosenstein. In fact, I was watching TV and somebody mentioned that they saw Rod, the rat Rosenstein, at the game. And these are people that can afford a $2,000 ticket. I certainly couldn't afford something like that. Most of 99% of you couldn't either. You have real jobs and you lead a real life in the real world. These people in the Washington swamp, of course, way overpaid. Way underworked, and in addition, way corrupt, like Hunter Biden. Spectacular. Why do these people all end up with six zeros after whatever their income is? Why are they all millionaires? And they've had jobs as politicians, but somehow they end up as really rich people. Well, we all know the answer to that. It's a totally corrupt town and swamp. So am I upset that they booed the president? No, I'm not sure yet. I think I'm happy that they booed the president. I think that sent a message quite the opposite of what they intended when they booed the president. I think they even chanted, lock him up, some of them. No, lock you up. Lock you up, you pukes. Fire you, you know, at least. It sent a message to the real America, which is what you folks are, the real America. We might even not even have a single. Well, I know of one listener we might have in Washington, D.C. I hope, I think, sometimes a couple of listeners. But I'm happy with that. It sent a message to the real America, where all you out there who listen are, that Yeah, the swamp booed your president. And in so doing, who were they really booing? You. Yes, they hate you. And hey, America has needed for decades to know that Donald Trump has made the point, and he makes it over and over again every day. He gets it. He knows what he's doing. He is at the wheel. He's at the tiller. He's at the helm. He knows what he's doing. All right, let's go back to some more tweets. Wait, first of all, let's update the tweet. It says, the other night, 6 minutes into one of my tirades, I was missing the president. He was tweeting right there. Here. Now his retweets are also very powerful. Here he retweets Kevin McCarthy. And the tweet goes this way. It's been 34 days since Nancy Pelosi unilaterally declared her impeachment inquiry. Today's backtracking. She agreed to a vote to put it to a vote of the House. Is an admission that this process has been botched from the start. We will not legitimize the Schiff Pelosi sham impeachment. That's a good one. Now here's an even better one from the president retweets. Now he retweets people, but I don't even know whether he knows who he's tweeting. Techno Fog is this patriot's name. Techno Fog. He retweets this tweet. Lisa Page lied to the DOJ about her edits to the Flynn 302. And then he gives a quote. Page didn't recall whether she took part in editing the FD 302. And then there's a quote here that goes into more detail. Lisa Page she's got a big problem. If John Durham is doing his job, which we are all hoping. We've all got our fingers and toes crossed that John Durham is the patriot we've been led to believe. Well, and not so much patriot, is the conscientious professional that we've been led to believe he may be. Then Lisa Page is going to have a problem. And Lisa Page, does she look good in stripes? I don't know. Have we seen her in a striped outfit? I don't know. She's not completely unattractive. Stripes might flatter her. I don't know. Vertical stripes, horizontal stripes. Which looks better on her? I think she would look heavier in horizontal stripes. Verticals might make her look a little taller. But she should get used to the idea of striped attire, because she needs to go to Sing Sing, to Folsom, to Florence, to some prison for a long time, because what she committed is treason. As simple as that. It's not something less than that. It's treason. Let's go down for some more here. And then, of course, joining Lisa Page, all the others, today I was reading up on Susan Rice. Oh, she's a winner, isn't she? Susan Rice. She's been mouthing off online and on the internet the last few days. Maybe she's feeling the heat. Maybe she doesn't look so good in stripes. Maybe she's having a fashion panic here. Susan Rice is acting the way John Brennan was acting until apparently he went silent. John Brennan, the CIA director, Obama's CIA director, who reports daily to the president of the United States. Yes, and one of the few people that every day walks into the president's office or at the president's choosing, walks in every day to tell him the state of intelligence in the world. John Brennan. So you're telling me we're supposed to believe that John Brennan, one of the masterminds of the greatest crime in the history of America, one of the masterminds, maybe number one. That's going to be fun. It's going to be fun, isn't it, to find out who's the Al Capone of this whole thing? Who is the, what do they call the top boss in a mafia? Not the capo. Who's the top guy? The Godfather? Who's the Godfather of this thing? Inquiring minds want to know. Damn, if we're not going to find out. We'll be right back.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Big John, Big John.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad John,
Big John.
Hey, we're back.
Nobody seemed to know where.
And no, I'll tell you what. Here, I'm refreshing here. I pardon me. I'm indulging in this. I haven't, you know, it's been so long since I mean, I just discovered it, so I'm reveling in it. This talk stream live phenomenon, where we've been doing great and we didn't even know it. And just to give you an update on the score here, we're show number 31. Number 31. That's in the whole world. Fantastic. We're ahead of Hugh Hewitt, Alex Jones, but not ahead of InfoWars. InfoWars is up higher. Some really big cats. Dave Ramsey, we're ahead. Glenn Beck, way ahead of him. Michael Medved, way down there. Hey, Mike, I'm sorry, buddy. We're waving to him in the rearview mirror. And what's wrong with Michael Medved? Well, why is he not the friend that he was in high school? You know, I spent time at his house. You know, we were on the same debate team, the same quiz team, the same, you know, whatever. You know, we were the brainiacs at Pacific Palisades High School. He is a neocon. He's a neoconservative. And in the early days of neoconservatism, he proudly placed his name at the on the masthead. There was a website called neocon or neoconservative.com. That website, the neocons themselves took it down because it named the leading neocons. They were proud of their moniker at that time. They're not proud of it now because it's become a term of opprobrium. To call someone a neocon is, you know, to say something not nice. It's a swear word among patriots. So, but Mike is one of the original founders of neoconservatism. And where is Mike Medved's Achilles heel when it comes to issues facing patriots, about which patriots care? It's immigration. Now, I have not listened to a Medved show in years. So, ladies and gentlemen out in the audience, you can enlighten me. Has he had an epiphany? Has he had some awakening? Has there been a change in the Michael Medved I, you know, used to know? And and he hated Donald Trump. He was a never Trumper. He was a foaming at the mouth never Trumper. So is he pretending? Is he a pretend Trumper now? That's a new title. We have to come up with a new a neologism for the pretend Trumper. I'm open to suggestions. What should we call a pretend Trumper? And what would a pretend Trumper be? That's a person who's got his nose up in the air and he's got his finger up in the air. He senses that the energy, the power, the big Mo is with Donald Trump and wants to hitch a ride until they can offload Donald Trump, offload you, offload me, and then they can get on to business as usual as neoconservatives, destroying America with open borders. And, you know, I don't have time to tonight's show. It's only 60 minutes long. But, I mean, you know, sitting there, you know, if you were sitting in the living room, Michael Medved, you had, you know, illegales. I don't know if they were illegal or not, but they certainly weren't Americans serving the food and washing the clothes and taking care of the children all over the house, in the garden. Some of them lived in the backyard in a garden house where they took care of the, you know, everything. And so that was how, you know, that was Mike's idea was, you know, bring them in, bring them in. The more the merrier, open borders. Diversity is our strength. And sorry, Mike, wrong. Anyway, so he's way down the list there and so on. And now this ranking on TalkStream Live is a current thing. That is, it's constantly updating. So when we end this show, we will, you know, our ranking will disappear and we will not be, you know, the high ranking that we are right now. And then just going back over who's on there right now, deservedly so, some of these great patriot shows, Michael Savage at number one, Savage Nation, certainly. What a patriot. Tammy Bruce at number five, ditto. And these are people who are on the air. See, InfoWars, I don't know who's on there. Mark Levin at number six, Larry Elder at number 13. These are all giants in the patriot cause. Ben Shapiro at 14, Sean Hannity at 17, Sebastian Gorka at number 18. Dennis Prager at number 23, Jay Sekulow, the president's attorney, at number 25. And here we are at 31 ourselves and moving around at, let's see where we are now. But that is really, that's the big time there on that board right there, folks. We're still at 31 right now. We were at 14 on Sunday in our 2-hour spectacular. So let's go back to the president here. Enough of my basking in your glory that you've made this show a success. A little break here and back to the president. See you in a moment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Don't regret growing old. it's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Here's a great tweet from the president. We haven't even gone to Breitbart yet. And this is a retweet from the president. And retweets I don't think they show their exact timetable, the timing on retweets. I don't see a timing. So, but it's today. It's new. And the speaking of radio shows, he's retweeting from the Scott Adams Show. And here's what was on that show. It's called The List. 8 ways the Mueller witch hunt and lying Schiff's sham impeachment are identical, corrupt, and unconstitutional. This is from the president. We've got a little bit of music there in the background. We'll fade that out a little bit. By the way, mentioning all you folks on TalkStream Live, however you're hearing this show, whoever the patriot is or the group of patriots that are bringing you truth, support them, please. Get those contributions going. The originating network for this show is the Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. Certainly put that group on your Christmas list. Here is the 8 ways. Let us count the ways. Here it is. wealth. We had it, and now we don't have it. Let me click on it. We'll go for it that way. Okay, open the link in a new tab, and here it is, the 8 ways. And I think I might be able to add a way or two to this list. These 8 similarities, they're identical qualities to the two things, the Russia witch hunt, the Mueller witch hunt, and the Schiff witch hunt. Both begin in the Ukraine. I won't read you the detail. The Democrats are behind the beginnings of both shams. Both shams are based on fake or non-crimes. True, number 3. Number 4, both shams are led by corrupt and criminal actors. Hear, hear. Number 5, both shams involve tampering, evidence tampering, and threatening witnesses. Big crimes. Number 6, both shams utilize convenient leaks, illegal convenient leaks to the media. Number 7, both shams involve a complicit and rabid mainstream media. That's one you want to, that's one that Donald Trump has really, really awakened America to. That the Democrat Party, the communists in America, and the lying media are in fact the same RICO, racketeering influenced corrupt organization. It's a RICO, and they should be prosecuted as a RICO. And I say that because RICO laws apparently are really good at taking corrupt organizations down. Number 8, you know, they can confiscate your car. I like that. They can take your house. They can take your assets. They can clean your clock. If they can establish you're part of a racketeering influenced corrupt organization, they can take all the assets. Number 8, both shams are hell-bent on the destruction of the U.S. Constitution. That's very true, number 8, but whoever came up with this list ought to add, not just the Constitution, they're hell-bent on the destruction of you, your family, your way of life, your traditions. And then, let's see, I could think of more. I would add number 9. Both shams are conducted by traitors. And that refers back to the wonderful tweet from the president. I think he said it more than once. That was one of the sort of the peak experience moments of the last few years when the president wrote, he did a description of the witch hunt. This is before the Ukrainian witch hunt started. He said, after describing the Russia witch hunt, this, the Mueller witch hunt, this is treason. Pronounced with the tones of Leonidas when he said, this is Sparta. Yes, this is treason. Going back to the president here for more. Here's a great one. And now this is important. This is a tweet by someone named Steph. Steph. And it looks like it would be Stephanie here on her, from her picture. And the president retweets it because he likes it. Who's Stephanie? She's someone probably just like you. And the president's out there avidly reading Patriot material from folks like you and retweeting it. He says, he retweets her graphic, which says this, why I am a Trump supporter. She writes, I learned, she says, what am I? I'm an American citizen, sick of being pillaged. Now, where did that word pillage come from? I haven't used pillaged. I don't think if I've ever used the word pillaged in my life. Donald Trump put that into currency. He's been talking about the demon rats pillaging America. I'm sick of being pillaged. Thank you, Mr. President. That's an apt word. I'm sick of being endangered by my government for every faction, race, religion, and cause. And then here's the important 4 words, other than my own. Other than my own. And that those 4 words connect directly to 3 words that appear in our founding documents. that we banded together. We declared this Declaration of Independence and proclaimed this Constitution to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Five words, ourselves and our posterity. It's four, I guess. And that relates to this quote, other than my own. So it's all been turned on its head. It's all been turned upside down. The original founding purpose of our country to secure the blessings to ourselves and to our posterity, our posterity has been turned into to serve everything other than my own. Oh, let me go to the caller board here just in case we've got calls at 800-313-9443. I've been pretty bad lately. Looks like maybe Samuel in California. Are you there, Samuel? Can you hear my voice?
Yes, Mr. Kelso, can you hear me?
Yes, clear as a bell. What's up? What's on your mind?
I called in a few days ago, and I applauded you for being Donald Trump cheerleader because somebody has to do it. I mean, the press knocks him down all the time, every time, right?
Yes, it's hard work. It's hard work, yes, but somebody has to do it. And in fact, of course, it's easier than falling out of bed. When I picked a theme for this show, I couldn't have picked something more congenial or easy to do. But now, go ahead, Samuel. What's that's part one, as Paul Harvey said. So, and now the rest of the story.
Well,
what's the rest of the story, Samuel?
I'll give you some information that was really positive about Donald Trump, and it was the end of the show, and we got cut off. But
okay.
There was a man by the name of David Lester Strait that is. According to what he says, I know about him for about 30 to 45 days, somewhere in that, and have looked at a lot of the stuff that to say.
Go straight to the chase. I apologize. The show is too short for what we attempt to do. So, and this is not an admonition to you, Samuel, but to everybody. To really make things work with the format of this show, just go right to the chase, boys and girls. Just, like, get your point, you know, subject. Verb, object,
well,
get it right out in sentence one.
He's ahead of a task force that's arresting these pedophiles, and he said they're going straight to Gitmo. He says a four-guy team is got.
Okay, so somebody's arresting. Somebody's arresting pedophiles that are being sent to Gitmo. But now get to right to your point. You know,
okay,
like if your life depended on it,
and
you had one sentence to get it out. Get it out. What is the point?
Because of this, he ended up in the White House talking to Melania, who looks like she's overseeing this. While he was there, Mr. Trump came in and said hi, and he wanted to say something to Mr.
Okay,
Trump.
Okay, now hang on. Samuel, here's the thing. When you go to a story like this, again, I don't mean to be, you know, Mr. Know-it-all.
You can check it out.
But I don't want to check it out. I want you to check it out and then bring something on the air that is verified. Remember, that's what the witch hunt was about.
I don't have the time because it's in.
But hang on.
This is the good news.
And we're going to be hearing about this. This is some of the good news. And this is verified. Okay, we are waiting here. The Inspector General of, I guess, the Justice Department, his report. And remember, what was wrong with that filing with the FISA court? It was signed by James Comey and signed off by Rob the Rat Rodenstein and the rest of them. Okay, what was wrong with it is it wasn't verified. What does verified mean in legalese, in FBI speak? Verified mean is we have proved this to be true. We've thoroughly investigated it with the highest standards. And it, Your Honor, it's true. We'll swear to it, you know, and to lie to the judge for it to be not verified. And it said right at the top of the FISA applications, four of them, I believe, verified. So a judge looking at it goes, okay, fine, all right, because there is no countervailing evidence. There is no attorney or witness for the other side. So this is a one-sided proceeding. Now, what I'm trying to say is this. We need verified stuff. So you're talking about Melania. You're talking about Guantanamo, et cetera, et cetera. But just go, in other words, if you're quoting this from, I mentioned Alex Jones or InfoWars or Ben Shapiro or Mark Levin or Tammy Bruce or Sebastian Gorka, okay? If Sebastian Gorka is presenting this, okay. So that verifies stuff for audience. but I don't want people to wander off into the weeds with something, you know, where they're just distressed by a story that may or may not be true. There's so much verified truth about Donald Trump that we want to concentrate on that. I mean, I hope I'm not offending you, Samuel, with that. But do you have a last thought before we've got another caller here, Dr. Kelly? Go ahead, Samuel. Last thought. Short and sweet.
I'm listening. Okay. David Lester Strait said that he signed Donald Trump.
Well, see, wait. You're still, hang on. Nobody knows this guy, okay? And so, fine.
Maybe we should.
But Samuel, look, just do this. Here, look, punchy, okay? Like, for instance, the story that the president got booed at the World Series game. That's a verified story. It's worth talking about. The audience knows about it. They want to hear about it. They want your opinion on that, okay? So go for those things. This is a word to everybody out there in caller land. If you want, calls are an important part of a radio show. And so we want good calls. We want calls. What's a good call? A good call brings verified facts to the audience that Kelso missed. And it's a verified fact. You give a quick reference right away. You go
from True News. Are you familiar with True News?
Well, okay, but hang on. Let me go to our next caller, Samuel. I'm sorry for chopping up your first point. And by the way, that's another thing I want to say. Since this is such a short show, all you callers out there, I love to hear from you. And I apologize for seeming to be rude. I don't want to be. Except the ones that are, you know, trying to sabotage the show. And, of course, I tear you apart. But get one point. Start at the beginning. Don't give a prologue. Go, here's my point. Subject, verb, object. And do that, and the audience will love you for it. And it makes for a better radio. Samuel, thank you very much. Can't wait for your next call. Let's go to Dr. Kelly in California.
Oh, hey, Kelso, thank you. Just wanted to double check that you gave the heads up for the talk stream live and Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 through 14 are those blessings of obedience. And then the next 53 verses are the curses. So congratulations on being number 14 and up there with the blessings. And thank you.
Yeah, I think... in one of our songs, Merle Haggard says in one of his verses, who's been blessed and who has been cursed? And of course, all of you out there in our audience, you are the blessed and the cursed. Well, those are the people we talk about. Oh, that's great. Well, thank you, Dr. Kelly. Thank you very much, as always. Dr. Kelly, folks, she's a great mind and supporter and radio host herself out there in California. And so I'm always appreciative. She'll call my phone number, 701-317-5317. Write it down. I'll try to keep that enough phone number for the rest of my born days so you can always reach me here at this extremely popular Talk Stream Live Top 100 radio show. You know, I'll have to be like these fancy guys that get some really deep-throated guy, you know. But like, well, I mentioned Michael Savage, who's at number one. How does that announcement go? I can't do it, folks. I'm a tenor. But you go down there to sub-bass, and it's a the Savage Nation. I have to get a higher testosterone level to be able to go down there. And, so there you go. I'm strong on adrenaline though, Dr. Kelly.
Hey, get down and there and do your front yeah. sight training so you can tell us about it.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yes. Front sight, training folks out there west of, Las Vegas. We'll talk about that sometime, but thank you very much, Dr. Kelly. All right. Let's go back to, the president here. Now the president comments about that thing that we just read from an average citizen like you or me. And by the way, one of the things that's remarkable about the president, one of the reasons we voted for him, he doesn't think of you or me as being just average citizens. This guy actually loves us as Americans, and he means it. Here's what his comment was to this woman who said, you know, they care about everything other than my own people, every faction, race, religion, other than my own. So Donald Trump says, so nice, thank you. He's thanking this person. He's thanking, he's referencing another one. He says, I weep for our country because of what Adam Schiff, Nancy Pelosi, and the Democrats are doing to our president. May I add, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. How about you? And then the president says, so nice, thank you. let's see here. We got a little bit of a break here. How much time do we have? Wow, see, it's such a short show, but it's fun, isn't it, folks? We'll be back with our last segment. Maybe we'll squeeze in another caller. Be back in just a moment.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed?
We're back, folks. This is our last segment. I'll just quickly skedaddle out of here, but I want to give you the president. Listen to these encouraging words of the president. He's talking in the last, 36 hours here. He's talking to the International Association of Chiefs of Police, IACP. This is the world's largest organization of chiefs of police. And listen to how much they love this man. Listen to his words as he talks to them. You can hear it in the audience. You hear it in these chiefs of police.
I think there's nobody that's ever done more, certainly in the position of president for our great police, and it's an honor to be with you. And please sit down. Let's go have a good time. And Paul, I want to thank you for nearly four decades of exceptional service in the line of duty. I'm thrilled to be here at the 126th annual conference of the International Association of Chiefs of Police, joined by thousands of amazing law enforcement leaders, people that I know, people that I love, people that I respect, who defend our communities, chase down criminals, and keep America safe. You don't hear it enough. You do an incredible job. The people of this country know it. And the people of this country love you. You don't hear that from these people back here, but they love you.
The media.
You don't hear it from the fake news. The fake news doesn't like talking about that, but they love you. Every day of my presidency, I will be your greatest and most loyal champion. I have been, and I will continue to be. It was a tremendous weekend. As you very well know, it was a tremendous weekend for our country. We killed ISIS leader al-Baghdadi.
Had to go wild.
They've been looking for him for a long time.
These cops love that.
They've been looking for him for many years. He was a sick and depraved man, and now he's dead.
I love it.
He's dead. He's dead as a doornail.
And see, every chief of police has his own experience with somebody that needed to be dead as a doornail in their department, in their area.
And he didn't die bravely either, I will tell you that. He should have been killed years ago. Another president should have gotten him. But to me, it was a very important, I would say all the time, they'd walk into my office, sir, we killed this leader at a low level, this leader. I said, I never heard of him. I want al-Baghdadi. That's the only one I know now. I want al-Baghdadi. Get him. And they got him.
We're going to run out of time, but there are thousands of chiefs of police loving that right there. Your chief of police, wherever you are, your chief of police is probably at this, among the thousands listening to our president at this Association 126 meeting. Hey, we'll be back again here in the Trump Clubhouse tomorrow night. And we'll see you then. Thank you so much for listening. So long.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.